The next application deals with making decisions. For most people, life is made up of a long series of decisions, especially in this modern age. The challenge is, how do you decide for sure which is the correct decision or best choice for you? The use of meditation for making the right decision is quite simple, but please keep one point firmly in mind. In the beginning, use this approach only for minor and low-risk verdicts. Once you feel confident in the procedure, and only then, should you seek answers in meditation for more serious issues. Remember, too, that the answer often involves factors that you may not even be aware of consciously, so sometimes the response you get may not appear to be in your best interest, but ultimately will be. In the Casey readings, the instructions for receiving guidance through meditation are quite simple. First, you think about the issue, considering all aspects involved. Then you frame the question so that it can be answered yes or no. Your next step is to decide, consciously, on the basis of all that you know about the situation, one way or the other, yes or no. Then you take the question into meditation, and there you ask the question in your thoughts, focusing on the question as if it were an affirmation. As you regularly apply this method for seeking answers, the response will come more readily. If in the beginning you feel uncertain of the response, continue to ask during subsequent meditations, if there is no deadline for reaching a decision, until the answer is clear to you. A man asked Edgar Casey how he could make the right decisions in his life, and he was told, through meditation and prayer. When asked whether it was possible to receive guidance from meditating on a matter, Casey assured the questioner that it was possible regarding any subject, whether you're digging for fishing worms or playing a concerto. He apparently used this contrast to emphasize the point that any decision can be taken into meditation. No issue is too trivial. Refer to your workbook. The worksheets provided will provide practice for using this technique. The list includes common areas of your life. Study these areas and see which have current questions to resolve. There might be other areas you want to add to the list. At any rate, take some time to reflect on each item. Once you have listed some specific questions that are pending, choose a very minor one to work with. Answer the first four questions as thoroughly as possible. Suppose you have an opportunity to change your hours on the job. Your boss doesn't mind if you come in an hour or two earlier or later, as long as you put in the required hours per week. The decision is entirely up to you. Consider the advantages and disadvantages. An advantage might be by rearranging your schedule, you will avoid the peak rush hour traffic. A possible disadvantage is that you will have to get up earlier in the morning, or if you opt to report to work later in the morning, then you will have to stay later in the afternoon. It might seem that such an inconsequential issue would not require deep consideration, and all you need to do is just meditate on it. That sounds plausible, but the fact is, the more you give conscious thought to a decision and its ramifications, the more likely you will receive a clear response from your subconscious mind. Your deeper knowing will answer in kind and in accordance with the attention you give a matter. Suppose you decide against changing your work schedule. Then in meditation, ask the question, should I change my work schedule? The answer is yes or no. Once you receive an answer, you will have to decide next which hours you will work. You can meditate on this question also. You might simplify the process, however, by basing the question on specific work hours, making a decision, and then meditating for the right answer. Now that you have the idea of the decision-making process, turn your attention to the workbook. The directions and questions are self-explanatory. Remember to write down your question and decide yes or no. Answer the first three questions of part two. For now, turn off the tape until you have completed the exercise and answer the questions in the workbook. Then we will continue. See how simple that was? In the past, you considered similar questions in trying to reach decisions, though you may not have done so in an organized way. You probably have found that some decisions take little or no effort. Resolving more serious questions, however, may have left you feeling ambivalent or uncertain what to do. When you are faced with a decision that causes you conflict, organizing your thoughts will often aid you in getting a solid, objective perspective on the matters relevant to your choice. In the process, examining the consequences of whether you decide in favor of or against a question is crucial to arriving at the right choice. It is necessary to confront the consequences for either decision, as question 2C indicates. Because there is more at stake, serious questions will require you to examine consequences thoroughly to arrive at a sound decision. And this is especially the case when your choice affects other people, because you want, above all, to reach an equitable decision with regard to everyone. Based on the information you entered for question 2, what answer did you supply for question 3? Did you vote yes or no? It is recommended that once you reach a decision by following the methods you've just studied, lay aside the decision. Meditate as usual, using an affirmation. If the question or issue regarding it comes to mind, treat it as a distraction and return to the affirmation. Only after you spend the quiet time focusing on the affirmation, and just before you offer healing prayers for others, will you silently state your question so that it can be answered yes or no. Having presented the question, then silently report your tentative decision, asking whether the answer is yes or no. Then be still. Wait for the answer. The answer you receive may come in various forms, as a feeling or an impression, visual images, or a definite sense of whether your answer is the best or correct one. This method of receiving guidance is essentially a disciplined approach. Of course, meditation itself, as you now realize, is a special discipline, as are the various parts that go into the practice, such as the preparatory exercises. Meditation is also an exercise in patience, a quality we all need in our lives. The very heart of meditation is holistic, engaging all facets of your being and working to bring balance among the body, the mind, and the soul.